Okay, so yesterday we were going through the inyan of Somech Gul Tfila Legabe Tfilas Arvis, and we basically pointed out, right, first as a machokis in the realm of the Amoraim, Chokas Tzun of Yochanan and Yerushua Ben Levi about whether Somech Gul Tfila applies by Marv, and we brought it down to the Rishonim. Again, on the one hand, you had Rav Amram Gon, who said that Smichos Gula Tefila doesn't apply by Arvis, and connected to the Shita of Tefila's Arvis Rishus, analyze that. And then most Rishonim argue that, no, Smichos Gula Tefila does apply to Arvis, even according to the Manda Amar, Tefila's Arvis Rishus. Then we went through various nafkamina about whether you apply Smichos Gula Tefila by Arvis. Again, first, whether you say Yirreinenu, / Baruch Hashem La'olam. Number two, whether you say the psukim, the special psukim on Shabbos and Yantif, and Yom Narayim. And the third potential nafkamina, which we didn't get to, and we'd like to get to today, is the question of, let's say you have a clash between the value of Somech Gul L'Tfila, and what's the counter value that comes up? What? Tfila B'Tzibur. Right? The Rashba brings up this issue. Can happen to the best of us, right? You get to come a little late to Marv, right? And all of a sudden, the Tzibur is about to get to the Amida. So now you have this choice. Either you can start davening with the Tzibur and fulfill the value of what Shai. If right when you get there, you daven with the Tzibur, you get the mitzvah of Tzvila B'Tzibur, but what are you going to be lacking? You're going to be lacking some Echol Tzvila, because in that case, you're going to be starting with your Amida and then doing Kriyat Shema afterwards. But if you start from the beginning, if you start with Kriyat Shema Birchos Seah, you're going to fulfill Somech Gula Tefila, but what are you going to be lacking? Tefila B'Tzibur, right? So the question is, what do you do in that case? So again, this the question of how do you relate to the Smichos Gula, the requirement of Somech Gula Tefila, particularly by Arvis, especially when it comes to this case, where there's a counter pressure, right? It's not just, oh, you might as well be Machmir, because there's a counter pressure of what about Tefila B'Tzibur? It's always fascinating to see what Rishonim and Mefarshim are going to say in that type of context. So Rav Haigon, so let's look at the Tshuvas HaRashba. Quoting Rav Haigon is the earliest source, as far as I can tell, about this issue. So let's look at the Tshuvas HaRashba. Ariel, do you have it?
Yeah.
Okay, go for it. Right, so the question is whether we extend, right, Rav Haigon's psak. So again, what's Rav Haigon's psak when it comes to Marv? That what do you do if you come late to Marv? He says you daven with the tzibur to fulfill tefila b'tzibur. Tefila b'tzibur trumps somech gula tefila by Marv. So the question of the Rashba is, do we have the same thing by Shacharis? Let's say you show up late to Shacharis, I guess very late, right? You show up very late to Shacharis, and you have the choice of either, right, starting the Amida with the tzibur, or do you say, no, start backwards to the Krishma? So the question is, do we apply the Rav Hai's psak by Marv? Do we carry that over? Same thing by Shacharis. Oh, so what does the Rashba say? The only reason why Rav Hai says that the value of Tzvila B'Tzibur trumps the value of Somech Gula Tefila, that's only when it comes to Smichos Gula Tefila by Marev. Why? Because Tefila's Arvis Rishus. Continue. So again, so even though there's this idea of this Kabbalah idea, still, Tefila's Arvis Rishus still has a nafkamina, even post Kabbalah, to treat it as a chova, as we discussed yesterday. So therefore, that Psakar of Haigon is limited to Smichos Gula Tefila by Marib. Masha'en came by Somech Gula Tefila by Shacharis is going to trump the value of Tefila B'Tzibur. So what emerges from Rav Haigon and the Rashba's interpretation of Rav Haigon is that the psak of Smichos Gula Tefila by Arvis, right? Yes, we paskin that Smichos Gula Tefila is required by Marav, but we still accept the Rav Amram's notion that the Smichos Gula Tefila, because of the factor Tefila's Arvis Rishus, is watered down by Marav as compared to Shacharis. So this Rav Haigon and the Rashba are saying that although we paskin against Rav Amram Gon, that Smichas Kula Tefillah is a requirement by Marav, we still accept Rav Amram Gon's Svara, that the fact that Tefillah's Arvis Rishus is going to at least water down the value of Smichas Kula Tefillah by Marav. So, you know, big picture, this is saying, again, that we do, the fact that Tefillah's Arvis Rishus is going to have an impact on the requirement of Smichas Kula Tefillah. Therefore, again, that would seem to assume that Smichas Kula Tefillah is a din in Tefillah, and therefore the nature of the Tefillah being Tefillah's Rishus is going to water it down. But instead of saying, therefore, it's not a value at all, we're just saying that it is a value, but it's a lower level value. Masha Enkin, Smichas Kula Tefillah by Shachris is in a higher level, and therefore would even trump the counter value of Tefillah B'Zivu. Yeah,
Alicia. Why does it only seem to water down Smichas Kula Tefillah and not also Tefillah B'Zivu? Meaning it's the same Marib and it's a Rishus for both of them.
That's interesting.
Doesn't that have to do with
Gula Maliasa at night? Doesn't sound like Gula Maliasa, that's more Mitzad the Gula. This is more Mitzad the Tefillah. That's an interesting Ha'ara. For some reason, Tefillah's Arvis Rishus has a bigger impact on the requirement of Smichas Kula Tefillah than it does on the value of Tefillah B'Tzibur. That's interesting. Let's think about that one. That's interesting, Hara. Yeah.
Tefillah B'Tzibur is raising the power of the Tefillah. What would the Rashba say Smichas Kula Tefillah is doing?
Also enhances, that the way we're explaining it is that, again, if you think that Tefillah's Arvis Rishus has an impact on Smichas Kula Tefillah, then it sounds like the focus of Smichas Kula Tefillah is on the Tefillah, and that the Tefillah is enhanced. We don't just go right into the Tefillah, but you have this Hakdama, you have this introduction of Gula to get you in that right framework. So both of them are enhancing the Tefillah. It's a great question in terms of why one is impacted by Tefillah's Arvis Rishus and the other isn't. I have to really think about that. Yeah.
The Rashba holds like the Rambam that the Chefza is.
It seems like it. It seems like the Rashba must agree with Rav Haigon that Tefillah's Arvis Rishus is at least relevant, right? In order to assume that Tefillah's Arvis Rishus is relevant to Smichas Kula Tefillah, you have to assume that Tefillah's Arvis Rishus has an impact on the nature of the Tefillah, even post the Kabbalah. Remember that's the Kasha he asks. Oh, what do you mean? We're makabel to treat as a chova. Afilu achi in a chova kitzvilas hashachar. That is the Rambam Reb Chaim idea, that even post treating it as a chova, still the chefta shel tzvilas, arvis is going to be different than the chefta tzvilas shachras. Fine. Oh, this is important. Oh, yeah.
You said that it's back external and internal, meaning that the tefillah itself is with the minion, but it's the hakdama is just a hakdama to the thing, that it does enhance the thing itself, but it's still an external thing. But this is actually the tefillah itself.
Interesting. You mean tefillah b'tzibur?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know. I would say that it still waters down. It shouldn't water down either way.
Yeah, but it's interesting. It seems like it has a more of an effect on the simchas kula tefillah than it does on the tefillah b'tzibur. It's interesting, yeah.
I'm thinking if it's internal to the tefillah, then tefillah rishus should impact it more.
I have to really think about it. It's a very, very interesting halachas both ways. But it is a very important Shuvas Rashba, because we know it's brought down lahalacha in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Reish Lamed Vav Seif Gimel, right? It paskins this exact halacha. When it comes to Arvis, if you show up late and the tzibur is about to daven, Shulchan Aruch paskins that you daven with the tzibur, and then you say Kriya Shema Birchasa afterwards. And the Mishnah Berurah there in Sif Katan Yud Beis points out what the Shulchan Aruch is saying is that the value of Tefillah B'Tzibur trumps the value of Smichas Kula L'Tefillah. And then the Shaar HaTzion there in Sif Katan Ches adds, by the way, this is only by Marif, right? This whole idea that the value of Tefillah B'Tzibur trumps the value of Smichas Kula L'Tefillah is only legabe to the Smichas Kula L'Tefillah of Arvis. Masha Inkin, the Smichas Kula L'Tefillah by Shachris, is on a higher level, and therefore that would even trump Tefillah B'Tzibur, and therefore in the parallel situation by Shachris, if you come in late and the Tzibur is about to daven Shachris, you can't skip over Kriya Shema Birchaseh, because Smichas Kula Tefillah by Shachris overrides the value of Tefillah B'Tzibur. Fine. So Adkan is our discussion of Smichas Kula Tefillah by Arvis. Now I'd like to get to a different sugya, which is, we say Somech Geula to Tefillah. So Tefillah is clear. Again, Boaz, what does tefillah refer to? Shmona Esrei. That part's clear. Less man de pala. No one argues on that. But the question is, what is the geder of geula when we say you have to be somech geula to tefillah? So we're going to see that there seems to emerge from the Mefarshim two distinct mahalchim in terms of how do you identify what is the geder of geula for this inyan of somech geula letefillah. So the first mahalach, which I think is the more intuitive approach, if I were to ask you, Aaron, before you started the sugya, oh, you have to be somech geula letefillah. What does geula refer to? What do you always assume? Okay, you're a lamdin. I would say pashpshat. The bracha of Gal Yisrael. Why is that more pashpshat? That's actually right next to it. Meaning, somech geula letefillah, you're being somech masmich, right? Presumably, the bracha of Gal Yisrael and the theme of geula with Shimon Esrei. And that works out well because they're actually right next to each other. All right, this idea of not being mafsik between geula and tefillah works out very nicely. If the geula is referring to the Pirchos Kriyat Shema of geula, of Gal Yisrael. So the Pash Pshat, I would say the first mahalach in the sugya, many Mefarshim atop, is that the geder of geula is the last or the third Pirchos Kriyat Shema of Gal Yisrael. And therefore, according to this mahalach, right, Smichos Geula Tzvila doesn't care about the Kiyam Mitzvah's Kriyat Shema itself. That is irrelevant, because Smichos Geula Tzvila is all about being juxtaposing the bracha of Birchas Kriyat Shema of Gal Yisrael to the Tzvila. And again, the fact that they're actually right next to each other makes this the Pasha Pshat. And even Misvara, if the whole idea is that you want to be right, you want to connect the theme of Geula with Tzvila, the bracha of Gal Yisrael clearly has a theme of Geula. This is approach number one. I'd like to now go through various Rishonim who clearly adopt this. Yeah. So then?
I guess that's what the Rishonim are doing when they try to explain that anything that comes after Gal Yisrael is just a Geula.
Exactly.
Gal Yisrael really should be the point.
Exactly. That's probably the Pashpshat. Yeah.
What's the other option?
So we'll see. The other option is going to be that maybe the Geula is referring to the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema itself. Okay, you're right. It's always important to know what we're coming lafuge. Okay? Otherwise, you can't figure out what we're being medayik. So again, mahalach number one is that the identity of the geula is the Birchos Kriyat Shema of Gal Yisrael. Mahalach number two, which we'll get to later, is that no, the geula is the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, namely the third parsha of Kriyat Shema, with its reference to Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. So let's go through the Rishonim with mahalach number one, who say that clearly the koveya is the Birchos Kriyat Shema and not the mitzvah's Kriyat Shema. So the first raya for this is the Rambam. Rambam in Gimel Zayin. Anybody have the Rambam in Gimel Zayin? We saw this yesterday for a slightly different purpose. But now we're looking at it from the perspective of what is the Geder of Geula. So the Rambam here, again, in the context of Tfilos Arvis Rishus, right, utilizes the fact of Tfilos Arvis Rishus to justify the ability to daven Marav Shlo Bizman. You got it? So generally speaking, you can't daven Shlo Bizman. You have to repeat. Fine, the bidy of the zman of shachar is after alos. That's not relevant for us. This is the key now. So the Rambam Shita is you can daven on Friday night and Motzei Shabbos. You can daven Mariv before Shkia, even though that seems to be before its man, because Tfilas Arvis Rishus. So we discussed the implications of Tfilas Arvis Rishus yesterday, but for today I would like to discuss the implications for Smichos Geula Tfila. Because the Ravid, on the spot, you have it? The Ravid is going to reject this, and one of his rejections is based on Smichos Geula Tfila. Well, says the Ravid, don't do this, because if you do this, you're not being mekayim the requirement of smichas geula letefillah. Presumably, the Ravid is getting at, we'll get back to this later, is that the Ravid thinks that why are you not being mekayim smichas geula letefillah at this point? Because you're not being mekayim, exactly, you're not becoming mekayim the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema when you're daven Mariv before Zman. But the Rambam seems to be ignoring the factor that this is the Zman, that this is not the Zman of Kriyat Shema. Who spells this out? Lacha Mishnah, right? Lacha Mishnah later on in Zayin Yudches, right? When the Rambam in Zayin Yudches paskins that Smichos Geula Tefillah is required by Marv. So therefore, you can't defend the Rambam, right? Earlier Gimel Zion of ignore, or saying, oh, the reason why the Rambam ignores Smichas Gula Tefillah in that case is because he doesn't hold of it by Marv. No, the Rambam clearly in Zion Yuches holds of Smichas Gula Tefillah by Marv. So the question is, so then how are you Mekayim Smichas Gula Tefillah in that case? So it says Lecha Mishnah. In short, Ariel, what's Lecha Mishnah's explanation? Exactly. So the Shitas Rambam is that you're Mekayim Smichas Gula Tefillah as long as there's a Smichas between the Birchas Kriyat Shema and Ma and the Shmon Esrei. And therefore, in this case, since you're davening Ma'ariv, right, even though you're not being Mekayim Mitzvahs Kriyat Shema, at the end of the day, you're being Somech, right, the Birchas Kriyat Shema of Gal Yisrael to the Amida. And therefore, Rambam holds that that is Koveya, says Alecha Mishnah. And the Lashon of the Alecha Mishnah says El Ratzel Lomar. Shemispal arvis v'kriyat shema in birchoseh kodem shetishka achama k'deshet lismoch gula tzvila. Lecha Mishnah says the shita's a Rambam is that you are mekayim someh gula tzvila because the koveya for smichas gula tzvila is the birchos kriyat shema and not the kiyam mitzvahs kriyat shema. Yeah, David.
Does the shema have to be completely irrelevant
as well? It's relevant only vis-a-vis that you need the Shema. Generally, we're only going to say the Birchos Kriyat Shema if it's surrounding the Shema.
Yeah, that's right.
But for sure, the Kiyam Mitzvah's Shema is not going to be
relevant. That's fine, but yeah. Would anybody say that the Bracha is not enough? But you don't need to be Yosei Shema at the time, but also...
So we'll get to the Rokeach in a few moments. We'll see that's going to be a situation where the Smichos is only between the Birchos Kriyat Shema and the Amida, and actually there's no Smichos to the Kriyat Shema itself, and yet that's going to suffice.
I'm saying, well, somebody disagree with that.
We'll get that. Yeah. So right within the first Mahalach, right, clearly thinks that the Koveya is the Birchos Kriyat Shema. So the first Raya is the Rambam in Gimel Zion, as explained by the Lecha Mishnah in Zion Yud Ches. Next, So before you, sorry to interrupt. Everyone, turn to the Ravid in the Kasav Sham in the beginning, right? Daf Aleph, the Daf Yarev. We're going to see the Ravid at least in the Hasagos on the Balamor is also going to adopt this Mahalach, that the koveya for Smichas Gula Tefillah is the Birchos Kriyat Shema and not the Mitzvos Kriyat Shema. Yeah.
Never mind.
Hope it. Okay. So the Sagdas Arayvit, again, this is the beginning of the Masechta, and again, the Arayvit here is discussing, again, the issue at the beginning of the Masechta, which is the Minug of Klal Yisrael to Daven Mariv before Tzeis. So you got it there?
I couldn't find it.
Oh, you couldn't find it? Okay, so of the other Tzvi? Again, it's the beginning of this Daf Aleph, the Daf Yariv. We're gonna just, you see, like tour and halfway through says Ukadesh Lo Yochlu V'Yishtu.
Yeah.
Go for it. Right, so he's justifying the minhag to daven Kriyat Shema Ubir Chaseh and to daven Marv early. He says no, it's good because otherwise, if you're waiting, people might end up falling asleep. So therefore, what were they mitakein? That's an important line. It says they were mitakein. It's basically daven mariv early, right? Velo yetsu yidei machos shemayim rikam. Sounds like there is. Right, it's double negative. It sounds like there is a kiyum of omachos shemayim. Right, we'll get right. So, right. We don't want you to leave with no. You know, Kiyam of Omachos. Sounds like there is a Kiyam of Omachos Shemayim. We'll get back to that for in a second. Hakol. And since you have Birchos Kriyat Shema at that point, being Samuch to your Tfilas Arvis, that is Mekayim, right? This din of Smichos Geula Le Tfilah. Right, even though he goes on to say that there's no Kiyam Kriyat Shema itself, because it's too early, but says the Ravid in Kosav Sham, that as long as you have the Brachos, the Birchos Kriyat Shema, next to the Amida, you're going to be Mekayim Smichos Geula Litzvil. So again, Nekuda number one in this Ravid here is that he holds that you're going to be Mekayim Smichos Geula Litzvil in this case, because the Birchos Kriyat Shema are Samuch to the Amida. So our number one. For the big picture. There is another ha'ara here, which again, where it sounds like he's saying that even though this first Kriyat Shema, again, Gabriel, is this going to be Mekayim Kriyat Shema Doraisa? No. But yet he says there's a Kiyam of what? Omachot Shemayim. So what do you think the pshat is? Generally, the kiyum of Omach Shemayim is tied to the kiyum of Mitzvah Kriya Shema. But he's about to say that there's no Mitzvah Kriya Shema. So what does it sound like the Ravid holds here? But although there's no Mitzvah Kriya Shema de'oraisa, it could be that the Ravid holds, who else holds this idea? That although the Zman of Tseis is koveh for the Mitzvah Kriya Shema de'oraisa, there's a secondary Mitzvah Kriya Shema, midzirabana. Where do we see this?
The Ra'ah.
Right? The Ra'ah has this chiddush that there are two dinim of Kriya Shema. There's a Kriya Shema de'oraisa, and there's a secondary Kriya Shema midzirabanan. So it sounds like from this Ravid, when he says Shelo Yitzu Yidei Malchus Shemayim Rekam, sounds like he's saying that there is a Kriya Shema midrabanan which is fulfilled Kodem Tzeis, right after Shkia, before Tzeis. So it's just an akuda that the Ravid here seems to be adopting that chiddush of the Ra'ah, that there are two mitzvot of Kriya Shema. There's a Kriya Shema d'oraisa, and there's also Kriya Shema midrabanan. Or are there any other ways? Anyone else have a suggestion for how to understand that line? Yeah.
I thought he was saying creative way of it's still a good thing to do in Darabana to say the bracha.
Okay, but he still calls it Yidei Malchus Shemayim.
Yeah,
so it sounds better. It sounds like, because it sounds like there's a Kriya Shema Midrabana, and just like the Kriya Shema Da'oraisa is about Kabbalah Zalmalchus, so it sounds like, Kein Da'oraisa Tikkun, the Kriya Shema Midrabana is also a secondary kiyum of Kabbalah Zalmalchus Shemayim. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Yeah, Gabriel.
I hear you say that, reading Shema is a Kabbalah Zalmalchus. It's not just Shema.
Generally,
it's a good thing to do.
No, I mean, generally, there's a mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, but generally, that's true.
Right, so meaning,
but again, to say that the Amira of these psukim is a kiyum of Kabbalah Zalmalchus Shemayim doesn't sound like he's talking about the mitzvah tzemidus of that's like a mitzvah shebaleiv. I mean, anytime you're talking about, the Kriya has a kiyum of Kabbalah Zalmalchus Shemayim, it sounds like that's a form of mitzvah Kriya Shema. What we were just saying, what do you mean?
Meaning,
that's just the tzura of through like a kriya. Generally, the mitzvah tzemidus of Yichud Hashem, the way that's like a, there's no active kiyum through saying something. It sounds like it's like mitzvah tzemidus. So, to me, it just sounds like this recitation is a kiyum of Kabbalah Zalmalchus Shemayim. It sounds like there's this, in addition to the Kriya Shema D'oraisa, there's a secondary Kriya Shema Midrabanan, which applies even before Tzeis. I hear what you're saying, but I think that's the Pasha. Yeah, see.
I think
it has to do with
this also, right?
Yeah.
Because the Ravid.
Yeah, we got there. This seems like a steer in the Ravid. You're not crazy. Yeah. It seems these are two Svarim of the Ravid. Yeah, a lot of people are bothered in Seder. I don't have a resolution to that. Sometimes we're shown in different Svarim, which are written in different parts of their life, are so to each other. Yeah, I know, Dovia. Yeah, I know that's not your point now. But yeah.
Didn't we say that Kriya Shema, the miss of Kriya Shema is specifically Bismana? So meaning.
D'oraisa. Kriya Shema D'oraisa is post Tzeis. This the Ra'ah idea is that the Rabbanan were Mechadesh, a new Kriya Shema Midrabbanan, which can even apply before Tzeis.
But wouldn't that just be normal Yichud Hashem? Meaning, Yichud Hashem Bismana would be Kriya Shema, but just you have a general call of Yichud
Again,
Hashem.
Again, that's Gabriel's point. Again,
no, I know, but I'm sorry.
Rehabilitate it. Meaning, I think there's a fundamental chilek between the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, which is the mitzvah tzemidus, is not a mitzvah of reciting a certain parsha. That's just like a constant mitzvah to have that emunah belief. Okay. But if you let the Lo Yitzu Yidei Malchus Shemayim Rekam, it sounds like a...
You just were...
Okay, could be. It could be. It sounds like he's talking about a kiyum of, which is like... It sounds like, you have this opportunity and don't leave it Rekam. It doesn't sound like that's referring to this mitzvah. Again, namach. Okay, fine. So the big picture in terms of this first mahalach of the Kovei of Geula is the Birchos Kriya Shema, the Rambam, the Ravid and Kasav Sham. You also have the Ra'ah, right? So the Ra'ah, again, in Yugimlo Amad Beis, very important Ra'ah for many reasons. This is the Ra'ah, which is Mechadish, this idea that there's, in addition to the mitzvah Kriya Shema D'oraisa, there's a separate mitzvah Kriya Shema Midrabanan. And in that context, I don't have a ra'ah. So David, so the ra'ah in that context, right, comes up in a number of cases where the fulfillment of the mitzvah d'oraisa is, you know, a certain zman, but you can fulfill, even if you already fulfilled the d'oraisa, you can still fulfill the d'rabbanan with the birchas kriyat shema afterwards. And when talking about the issue that the Kasav Shem and the Rebbe is talking about, you know, davening Maariv too early, again, he addresses the Koveya of Smichos Gula Tefillah. So you see, I was like halfway in, it says, V'dugma lezu ikkel meidan mina.
Yeah. V'dugma lezu ikkel meidan mina, the Esher, the Mikri, Brachos, the Rabbanan, the Akriya Shema, the Arabis, the Kamidon,
right, so say once I just said that you can write divorce, right, separate between Kriyat Shema D'oraisa on the one hand and the Birchos Kriyat Shema with being associated with the Kriyat Shema Midrabanan. So just like we had this earlier in the earlier context, same thing when it comes to the minhag of Klal Yisrael to daven Maariv early.
Sharyua
mikum dochka de tzibura. Chama allowed you to daven early because of your tirchut tzibura. From the tefillah standpoint, it is this month tefillah, even though it's not zman kriyat shema d'oraisa.
Shari le rabbanan the mikrei brachos de kriyat shema d'rabbanan behadi kriyat shema.
That was the key line, right? Ule mismach geula what de brachos. The Ra'ah explicitly formulates that there will be a kiyum of smichos gula l'tfila in this case, right, through the smichos between the birchos kriyat shema and tfila. What's fascinating about this case is that the Ra'ah l'shitasa holds, and in addition to there being birchos kriyat shema at this point, what is there also? There's also a kriyat shema d'rabbanan. So theoretically, the Ra'ah had an alternative. If the Ra'ah felt that the Koveya for Smichos Gula Tefila was the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, he could have actually had it. Because Lishitaso, there's a Kriyat Shema Midrabanan even before it says. But even so, when formulating the Smichos Gula Tefila, and why during this Maariv, this early Maariv, there is a Kiyum of Smichos Gula Tefila, instead of saying, yeah, why? Because there is a Smichos between the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema Midrabanan and Tefila, even though they had that as an option, the Ra'ah still focuses on the Birchos Kriyat Shema because he thinks that the Birchos Kriyat Shema are the Koveh. So again, it's one thing for, let's say, you know, if you, again, in the case of this early Maariv, if you don't think that there's any Kiyum of, you know, Kriyat Shema at this point, so then you're, right, if you think there's Smichos Gula Tefillah here, you're forced into saying that there's Birchos Kriyat Shema. But the fact that the Ra'ah actually thinks that there is a mitzvah of Kriyat Shema Midrabanan being fulfilled, and yet, right, the Ra'ah justifies the kiyum of Smichos Gula Tefila by invoking, by referencing, by focusing on the Birchos Kriyat Shema. Again, that just highlights that the Ra'ah is within this first Mahalach, like the Riven Kasav Shem, like the Rambam, that the Koveya is not the Mitzvah's Kriyat Shema, but rather the Birchos Kriyat Shema. Yeah.
Could one infer backwards from Tosus' question of Rashi?
We'll get there. Good. Last Raya, we referenced this earlier, what is the last Rishon? Again, who in a different case than we've been discussing, also highlights that the Koveya for Smichos Gula Tefila is the Birchos Kriyat Shema, because there's going to be a case where there's only Smichos between Tefila and the Birchos Kriyat Shema, but not a Smichos between the Mitzvah Kriyat Shema and the Tefila. Not Rashi. We'll get to Rashi in a moment. Beis Yosef B'Shem, the row. Rokeach, right? Rishon. So the Rokeach quoted in the Beis Yosef. I don't have the Beis Yosef there. So the Rokeach is discussing a slightly different case, right? But again, it also really highlights the Yesod that we are in the middle of developing. So again, anyone have a Beis Yosef? You want to bring it? You got it? You also have it? Avram, go. See, Kasa of a Rokeach? Alicia, you have it?
Because of our camp, we submit Shin Chav Aleph. Shin in Hanai La'adah, the Spalo, Yikr Kirshma Be Onasa Ad Ani Hashem Lepichan MS, Vol Yamar MS Yatib Acher Shamar Hashem Lepichan MS, Vnei Shasa Pak, Mutab Laharkik
Oh, so what does the Rukav just say? In a case where, right, Zman Kriyat Shema, let's say Zman, Sof Zman Kriyat Shema is, Shacharis, obviously, is 9 a.m. It's 8:55, right? So you don't have time to do both, but you want to get your Kriyat Shema in, but you can't daven at this point. So what does the Rukav say? What should you do? Say Kriyat Shema, all three parshios, and then stop. Right, even though you have time to say Ezra, you had time to say that bracha of Gal Yisrael, but he says better to wait and right recite that last bracha of Gal Yisrael until right before you have time to daven your Shmon Esrei later, and in that way, says the Rokeach, you'll be mikayim smichas gula tefila because you were makdim your tefila with the bracha of Gal Yisrael. This is a great riot to this yisod because in this case, right, there could be an hour in between your recitation of Kriya Shema and your recitation of Gal Yisrael and the Amida. But yet, B'chia Gavna, says Rokech, you are Mekayim, Smichos Kula Tefila, because even though there's no Smichos between the mitzvah of Kriya Shema and Tefila, what do you have a Smichos between? You have Smichos between the bracha of Gal Yisrael and the Tefila. So this Rokech, in a slightly different twist, clearly holds that the Koveya for Smichos Kula Tefila is not the mitzvah Kriyat Shema itself, it's rather the bracha of Gal Yisrael, and this rokeach is important in addition to Minyan Rishon, but it's paskin lahalacha by the Rama, right? So the Rama, again in Simen Samach Vav Sif Yud, paskins this shita. So again, at least lahalacha for Ashkenazim, right? It comes out that the koveya for smichos gula tzvila is going to be the birchos Kriyat Shema, not necessarily the mitzvahs Kriyat Shema. Aaron, is there a hand?
So none of the proofs specifically
Gal Yisrael
or specifically
Hashem Samsir or anything
like that.
Sorry, one more time?
None of the proofs like the opposite. It's like any specific part of the
bracha. Well, again, this Sefer Rokeach is. Because the only one, seemingly the only bracha that you're saying before the tefillah is Gal Yisrael. And anyways, like, which of the brachas Kriyat Shema are shayach to Gula anyways? The bracha of Gal Yisrael. So Pashas, within this Mahalak, the Koveya is the Birchas Kriya Shema, presumably referring to the bracha of Gal Yisrael.
It would
be
like the entire bracha, it's not like...
Yeah. But that gets a psicha and chasima issue, but yeah. Okay, good. So Akan, the first Mahalak, again we saw right, the Rambam, the Ravid and Kasav Sham, the Ra'ah, and the Sefer Rokeach, all saying that the Koveya for Geula, for the din of Smichos Geula Tzvila, is the Birchos Kriya Shema. As we pointed out, that seems to be the Svar Pshuta. I'm assuming that's what most people even assume before looking at the sugya, because that is what is samach to tefillah. You say Gal Yisrael, and then you go right into the tefillah, and it's mistaber. You know, if that references the theme of gula, why wouldn't that suffice? Despite all that, there are rishonim, there are mefarshim, who say that adopt the second halach, and they're going to say that no, just because you have a smichos between the birchos kriyat shema and tefillah, that's not going to suffice. Unless you have a kiyum of mitzvahs kriyat shema. So again, according to the second mahalach, the koveya for geula is the kiyum mitzvahs kriyat shema itself. And again, what Avram, what aspect, what part of kriyat shema do you think is being the main focus of geula? Which part of kriyat shema has this theme of geula? Zechirat siyas b'zran. The third parsha. So again, according to this Mahalach, the Koveya is the mitzvah Kriya Shema. Again, but it's not just the third Parsha. It's the recitation of the third Parsha, but again, within the context of a Kiyam of mitzvah Kriya Shema. It's very important. It's not just enough that you read the third Parsha, but it has to be that you read the third Parsha within the Kiyam mitzvah Kriya Shema. And we're going to have to come back to understanding why in the world would this be the case. What in the world is the Shaychus between Kiyam mitzvah Kriya Shema and Smichos Gula Tzvila? At the end of the day, Smichos Gula Tzvila is about having the theme of Gula next to Tzvila. Why and where in the world does this idea of Kiyam Mitzvahs Kriya Shema come in? Yeah, Yaakov.
Okay, there is no question on all of that. But if you say that it's not because of Kriya Shema, so why can the Gemara each time reference it says Smichos Gula Tzvila? It should have said it's not Kriya Shema Tzvila.
So again, according to this Mahalach, the Geula is referencing the Geula. Yes, but they're understanding there the Geula. This Mahalach is going to say the Geula being referenced is the Geula in Kriya Shema, and again we'll see. The assumption is you only have the Geula when you have the Kiyam Mitzvahs Kriya Shema. That sounds like Chinese. Because what's the shaychus? But we'll get back at the end. Because it is.
Yeah, but the point is...
But we'll see. The only gula which is mekayim the value of mitzvah gula tefillah is the gula within the context. That's the kasha. We'll get back to that. We'll give a hesber at the end to explain why is the kiyum of Kriyat Shema make it a gula. It's a great question. But we'll get back. Yeah. Oh yeah. No, because the din of smichas gula tefillah is only drabanan, and everyone agrees that. Everyone agrees that you have to say all three parshiyos mitzvah. But we're going to see, you're going to need the recitation of all three parshios alongside the kiyum mitzvahs kriyat shema. We'll see. Generally daraisa, because that's, you know, if you assume that there's the only kiyum mitzvahs kriyat shema is daraisa, right, if you're not a ra'ah person, so then presumably it's daraisa. And we'll see what's the connection. We'll get there. Okay. But it's important. According to this Mahalak, besides the Svara, which we'll get back to at the end, and they, but where's the Smichus? Right? You're being mopsic between the third Parsha of Kriya Shema and the Tefillah. Exactly. So according to this Mahalak, ironically, the Bracha of Gal Yisrael itself is a Geula Richta. According to the first Mahalak, that the Bracha of Gal Yisrael is the Geula, you only need to come onto Geula Richta for Hashkivenu. According to this Mahalak, if the Geula is really the third parsha of Kriya Shema, then even the Bracha of Gal Yisrael itself is going to be a version of Geula Arechta. Okay? Ha'ara. Now let's see, I'll take a question in a moment. Now let's see the Rishonim, some more clear than others, who seem to adopt this Mahalach, that you only Mekayim Geula, Mitzvah Geula Tefillah, if you have a Kiyam of Mitzvah Kriya Shema. Eliyahu and then Gabriel.
So, according to this approach, can't they do the same tactic as the Rama, and that they're like, say like each word like Shema and drag it out for like 15 minutes or whatever they need to like let's say they
what?
Like
the Ramah is the opposite, the Rukeach idea?
The Ramah that one could say Kriya Shema and then up till Gal Yisrael and wait for the Tzibur to say Shema Yisrael.
The Ramah says that?
Wait,
I'm not sure which Ramah you're talking about.
I'll think about what I have.
Maybe it's Pashit. It was Pashit that Gal Yisrael is Geula. I mean, the Chiddush is that even Ashkivenu is Geula Richta.
But it's good.
According to this Mahalach, the Chiddush of that Gemara is that of course there's a concept of Gula, there's a concept of Gula Richta, but the Chiddush that even Ashkivenu, which doesn't seem to be about Gula, even that is. That's what you have to say. Okay, let's look at the Rishon. So the first Rishon might surprise you. Before that,
Rashi.
I think Rashi. Look back at Rashi and Dapis. Okay? Rashi Dapis, right? There's a famous Rashi. Again, it's the Rashi and Tosafot, it's the gift that keeps on giving, right? It's just relevant to so many different sugyas. So Rashi, again, famously is asking, right, if the Zman of Kriya Shema is Tzeis, so why in the world are you saying Kriya Shema before Tzeis? And what is the only value that Rashi says is fulfilled by reciting Kriya Shema before Tzeis? What's the only value that Rashi cites?
I'm going to tell you.
Exactly. Right, what's the Lashon? Kedei lamud b'tzvila mitoch divrei Torah. Sounds like the only value in reciting Kriya Shema or Birch HaSeah early is this value of the Yerushalmi, kedei lamud b'tzvila mitoch divrei Torah. Separate value, which we'll discuss in a moment, this value of being makdim your tzvila with Talmud Torah.
It's not the same Yerushalmi as Rashi quotes when he talks about Seah Somei.
So we'll get there. Yeah, that's going to be important. It's related to that. So the question is, if Rashi felt that saying Kriya Shema Ubir Chaseah early fulfilled Smichas Gula Tzvila, so why wouldn't Rashi just say that? Say that the reason, why are we saying Kriya Shema Ubir Chaseah before Tzvilas Arvis in order to be Mekayim Smichas Gula Tzvila? The fact that Rashi and the Yerushalmi don't say that, and say the only value is this new value called Kedei Lamod B'Tzvila B'Toch Divrei Torah. It sounds like, right, that you're not Mekayim Smichas Gula Tefillah. Why? Because you can't be mekayim smichos gula tefila, since you're not being mekayim the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. So again, this is less, not as clear as the other Rishonim, but again, from omission, the fact that Rashi does not say that there's a value of smichos gula tefila, but Pashas implies that there is no kiyum of smichos gula tefila. Why wouldn't there be a kiyum? Obviously, assuming, because since there's no kiyum of mitzvos Kriyat Shema, Mimela, there's not going to be a kiyum of smichos gula tefila if Rashi, in fact, adopts the second mahalach. Yeah.
According to Rashi, the minhag ha'olam is to not ever fulfill.
Oh, it sounds like that. According to this diuk, Rashi would be in line with Rav Amram Gon that you don't need smichos gula tefila at Marv. That's what would come out. Yes, enoch na.
Would still be a kiyum, unless there was no Shema. I don't know if
Hashkiyin
would really work with that stuff before, but I don't know.
Maybe Rashi's the Yerushalmi, and Rashi asking, the question is, just daven Arvis, what's the point of daven Kriya Shema Bir Chosel? So the simple answer is that, because Smichos Gula Tzvila.
But if Rashi held the first Mahalach,
then that would be the best answer. Say, you need Kriya Shema Bir Chosel before Tfilas Arvis because it's Smichos Gula Tfilah.
You don't need Shema according to the first
Mahalach. Pashas, you're not going to say Birchos. You're not going to say, as I said before, you're not going to say Birchos Kriyat Shema without Shema at all. Hardly anyone, no one says that. I mean, hardly anyone says that. So again, so even if you don't need the key of Mitzvos Kriyat Shema for Birchos Kriyat Shema, you need Kriyat Shema itself. That's the Surah of the Brachos, are called them in Unlacharov. So again, so the fact that Rashi does not simply say the value of Kriya Shema Birchosea, Smichos Gula Tefila, implication is that Rashi agrees, ironically, to Tosis Kasha, that yes, there is no, that the Koveir for Smichos Gula Tefila is the Kiyam Mitzvahs Kriya Shema, and therefore he has to come on to this new Svara of Kedei Lamod B'Tefila Mitoch Divrei Torah. That's Raya number one. And aside, what's this idea of Kedei Lamod B'Tefila Mitoch Divrei Torah? Any idea?
I thought it was as Rashi describes it, which is
you think that is Smichos Gula Tefila?
Because if Smichos Gula Tefila is about getting yourself in the right mindset, that's exactly the same thing as Lama Mitzvah Torah.
Fine, but it doesn't sound like that's a din of Smichos Gula Tefila. He knows how to use those language. I agree with this. I'll take your safe without the ratio.
Referencing the same exact Yerushalmi, the beginning of the Yerushalmi on Brachos. He doesn't say.
There's a lot of statements there. I agree to the Ha'ara. I don't think that Kedei Lamod B'Tefila Mitoch Divrei Torah is Smichos Gula Tefila. I never saw that. But I do agree that this value of Kedei Lamod B'Tefila Mitoch Divrei Torah is this idea of getting yourself in the right mindset. What's the idea? I think connected to what we've said before. Just like Divrei Torah are all about the relationship with Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's coming to tell you the Tefila is also like that. Don't think that tefillah is all about, you know, a wish list. Oh, I have all these requests. I have all these bakashas for Hashem. No, the word of tefillah is that it's about bringing Hashem into our lives. It's about that relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So perhaps this value, I think, of this new yisod of lamod, b'tefillah, b'toch divrei Torah, is that we use divrei Torah to be megala on the nature of tefillah, that just like divrei Torah is all about using Torah as a way to develop our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, so too that's the word of tefillah. Tefillah, meaning don't view tefillah as just a wish list. I need certain things. I need a fushlema. I need parnasa, etc., etc. No. It's also that. But that's part of a bigger picture of developing a relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu. So just like tefillah is about that yachas, so too tefillah is. Well, yeah. Yaakov.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, you don't need it.
I mean, Laman Aleph, you mean? Yeah. Okay. Could be. Yeah. All right.
According to Rashi, you're saying Kriya Shema without
Shema. What?
According to Rashi.
No, you're saying Kriya Shema with Berchosah.
With the Berchosah?
Yeah.
So why is that?
I
said that for
Lamod, then Berchosah. Well, that's Tosafot Kasha. We'll get back to that.
Okay.
You know, Rashi Pashas holds that the Berchos Kriya Shema Berchosah Shavach. It's still, even though it's a Birchas HaShevach, and therefore it doesn't need to be associated with the Kiyam Mitzvahs Kriya Shema, this is my point earlier, it's still the Tzura of those Brachos were surrounding Kriya Shema itself. So therefore they always come together.
Rabbi Yonah also explains how each of the Brachos could still be relevant.
Yeah, we'll get there. Yeah, when we get to this next sugya is Birchos Krishna, we'll get back to that. Again, it's the gift that keeps on giving. And we're going to keep on coming back to this Rashi. Yeah.
This time we're reading Rashi. How do you understand Rashi in Balaam that is about knocking at the king's door and running away?
Okay, what's the Balaam?
Sounds like Rashi is assuming that there is.
Because it didn't feel. That Smil's Gula Tefillah is about enhancing your Tefillah.
Right. So how can one Balaam marry without Balaam Gula
Tefillah? But again, if Shukas Rashi is like Rav Amram going, that Smichas Gula Tefillah is only required by Shacharis. Rashi here over there just talking about what Smichas Gula Tefillah is about. It's a separate question whether that it's limited to Shacharis or that also applies to Marv. Okay? Okay, good. Just to make sure we get to the ending. Oh, so again, so the first potential Raya for this Yisod, that the Kovei of Smichas Gula Tefillah is not the Birchas Kriyat Shema, but it's rather the Kiyum Mitzvah's Kriyat Shema itself. Raya number one, potential, is Rashi, again, who by not invoking Smichas Gula Tefillah implies that it's not relevant in this case, presumably because there's no Kiyum Mitzvah's Kriyat Shema. Oh, the other Rishon, right here, which is even more clear, is Tosfos. Right? Again, we know there are many questions that Tosfos asks on Rashi, four to be exact. The fourth and final kasha that Tosfos asks on Rashi, again, really highlights, right, explicitly, that there is no Smichas Gula Tefillah in this case. I don't have, as we got it, see the Od Kasha. It's the last question that he asks. The Imken Paskinah Krib Shua Ben Levi. Right, Tosfos is asking on Shitas Rashi. Fine. So Tosfos is basically asking, Rashi, a problem with your pshat is that you're lacking smichus geula letzvilah. So the first time you read the Tosfos, you're like, what? Like, you davened kriyishma birchosel, and then you did the Amida, then you did Shimon Esrei. Presumably, that is smichus geula letzvilah. Obviously, Tosfos is holding that the fact that you have smichus between the Birchos Kriyat Shema and the Amida does not suffice. Tosfos is clearly holding that the Koveya for smichus Gula Tefillah is the Kiyam Mitzvahs Kriyat Shema. And since there's no such Kiyam in this case where you're davening, you're reciting Kriyat Shema, Kodem Tzeser Kochavim, so therefore, there is no Kiyam of smichus Gula Tefillah. So in addition, Rashi by omission, Tosfos explicitly says there is no smichus gula tefillah here, even though you are saying Kriyat Shema Birchosel before your tefillah. Obviously, Tosfos thinks that the koveya is the key of mitzvah Kriyat Shema, which is lacking here. Yeah, Gabriel.
Can you argue that he's suggesting that there are two parts to Mechukas?
That what?
There are two parts to Mechukas.
Yeah.
This is on account of the fact that according to Rashi, your ikar din Kriyat Shema would be after tefillah, and the ordering is probably not being after tefillah or tefillah. Your order implies that your
creation
is
fulfilled
with
the
labor.
So
it's
not
actually lacking
the spiritual skill. But he isn't how he says? Doesn't
Tosfos
say fairish?
Well, that's what real thing is. The problem is your classic labor is so sensitive.
But again, this even Tosfos' presentation sounds like you're doing your Bishwab ben Levi and not being Mekayim Rav Yochanan's din of Smichas Gula Tefillah. According to you, you have Smichas Gula Tefillah. Sounds like for Tosfos' presentation that Tefillah's Be'emes HaTiknum is his way of saying not needing Smichas Gula Tefillah, and that you're lacking Smichas Gula Tefillah.
How else could
what?
How else could this
be? What are you suggesting? You're saying there is a key in Smichas Gula Tefillah?
Yeah, the problem is when you're actually your interpretation is like a bookending, that it's on the other side.
But why should that matter if the... I don't know, it doesn't sound like that. I don't know. I hear you. I don't know. It doesn't sound like that. Yeah, alright.
According to Rabbi Yochanan, does he hold that the Krishna to come before Tefillah, or just that since you're having Tefillah with Tefillah, then that's what ends up happening.
Meaning, I think it depends on what you think the Koveya of Smichas Gula Tefillah is. if you hold that the kovei of smichus gula tefila is the kiyam mitzvahs kriyat shema, so then Rav Yochanan requires that to precede your amida. Yeah, yeah.
Why can't you say that according to both Rashi and Tosfos that the smichus gula tefila is the bracha of Gal Yisrael just with the kiyam mitzvahs kriyat shema kel chasa, meaning if you're doing, you're saying shema fully.
Yeah, were you mekayim mitzvahs? Were you mekayim the din asmichas gula tzvila when you have kriyat shema birchosai without the kiyam mitzvah or not?
So you are not mekayim.
Why not? But even though the koveya is
the koveya, I'm saying the koveya should be that there is a mitzvah of kriyat shema. The actual asmichas gula tzvila is the Gali Yisrael just with the mitzvah.
I guess what type of combination is it? I don't know. That's not just semantical. Are you basically just saying when we get to what the svara I'm saying? I'm not sure how far off I am than you, but I think that's basically another way of saying that the koveya really is the kiyam mitzvah kriyat shema.
What is the smichus gula tefila? Meaning, are you saying that shema itself?
We're gonna say it. Meaning, I don't understand. Like, I think you say like there are two different tanaim. Like tonight, right? Two different, like, there's like a kiyam mitzvah, and then there's the. I would like to integrate it, because otherwise, like, how do you understand that combination? You'd have to explain, like, what is the nature of that combination that really the koveya is Gal Yisrael, but yet you need a kiyam mitzvah? What's the shaychus?
I mean, the brachos of Kriyat Shema aren't. It's not fully complete without the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. I mean, if you're davening before the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema.
But it's, then it comes down to more of a birchos Kriyat Shema question. Remember, Rashi, Tosa seems to separate those two questions. Tosa, one question is that, how can you say the birchos Kriyat Shema? Separate question is how can you fulfill smichus gula tefila? It sounds like it's two different in Yanu. According to you, I think you're trying to say, even the smichus gula question is really just a birchos Kriyat Shema question. Okay, running a little out of time, we'll take questions afterwards. Just two more makaros. So again, so far in terms of Mahalaf, the koveya is the mitzvahs, the key in mitzvahs Kriyat Shema. You have Rashi and Tosfos and Tupal not base. And then we referenced earlier, who's the other Rishon? The Ravid al Rambam. Right? The Ravid al Rambam, when the Ravid says, Rambam, how can you ever say that you can daven Marav before Zman? You're going to be missing Smichas Gula Latfila. So that question of the Ravid and the Rambam is clearly assuming that you need to have the Kiyam Mitzvahs Kriyat Shema in order to fulfill Smichas Gula Latfila. Yes, Bipashas, the Ravid al Rambam, is so said that the Ravid in Kasav Sham on the Balamor, Bipashas. I think it's an example of Rishonim in different Svarim, written at different times in their lives. You know, you often have that you have stiras, like within the Rambam, Pirush Mishnayos versus the Rambam Yad Chazaka. You have such a thing. I think that's what's going on. What's going on here? Oh. So you have Rashi, Tosos, and the Ravid al Harambam. And the last, what's the last makor for this idea? What's the last, again, in the realm of Achronim? Who else says this, right? That you need a mitzvah, right? The Gra, the Vilna Gaon. This is the Vilna Gaon in Simen Men Vav, if test. So here is the famous Ramah. Again, the Ramah is saying that you can fulfill mitzvahs Kriyat Shema according to the Ramah where? Where? The Ramah says you, right, especially if the Tzibur is running late, don't worry, you can fulfill mitzvah Kriyat Shema during even Birchas HaShachar. Remember? Yeah, that Ramah. Right? The Ramah says that you can just have, you can be mechavin when you're saying, right, on the Shema Yisrael during Birchas HaShachar to be Yotze with that. So the Gra, again, has, this is also to your point, the Gra has two separate problems with this. Right? You don't have the Lashon of the Gra, whereas the Li Nirish Ein Nachon. The Gra rejects this idea of being Yotze Kriyat Shema during Birchas HaShachar for two distinct reasons. You got it, Ben? Number one, it's not appropriate to fulfill the mitzvah Kriyat Shema without the accompanying Birchos Kriyat Shema. That's a Birchos Kriyat Shema issue. We'll get back to that. Again, as we reference, if you view Birchos Kriyat Shema as the Birchos HaMitzvah, this question makes a lot of sense. It's not appropriate to do mitzvos which have a Birchos HaMitzvah to do the mitzvah without the Birchos HaMitzvah. Fine. That's question number one. This is the question which is no good for our subject. The Gros says, if you're going to fulfill if you're going to be Mekayim the mitzvah Kriyat Shema now, so then you're not going to fulfill Smichas Gula Tefila later. Even though later you're going to be saying Kriyat Shema or Birchaseah right leading into Tefila, no, the fact that you're Mekayim mitzvah Kriyat Shema earlier, that's going to dictate that later smichos between the birchos kriyat shema and the amida is not going to fulfill smichos geula. Let's feel. So who asks explicitly on this second question? He says, we're talking about gra. Why is there a problem with smichos geula tefillah here? Who asks this question? The Bir Halacha. All right, the Bir Halacha on the spot. Dima Maslo Ki Lefa'amim has a beautiful language. Anyone have the, when he says, Begam Tzarachian? So the Begam Tzarachian, Lechora Bameh Shasim Hagra, Begam Lo Yismach Gula Tfila. When the Gra is bothered by Smichas Gula Tfila, Bir Halacha says, what are you bothered by? Hala Hu Somech Gula Tfila Acharkach. You're going to be Somech your Gula Tfila when you recite your Birchas Kriya Shema later. And it's key line. Va'af Shebe Kriya Shema Kfar Yatzab, Lo Mazik Klal Inyan Zeh. Bir Halacha says, what is the shaychus of the fact that you're mekayim your mitzvahs kriya shema earlier? In the end of the day, argues Bir Halacha, like mahalach number one, the koveya of a smichos geula tefila is the birchos kriya shema, and as long as you're doing that later, who cares that later on you're going to be missing the kiyam mitzvahs kriya shema? Fine. So that highlights that the gra is like the Rashi, Tosas, and the Ravid, that again, that part of the, that the koveya for geula is not the birchos kriya shema, but rather is kriya shema along with the kiyam mitzvahs kriya shema. So in the 2 minutes we have left, now let's go back to the question, which is, what in the world is that idea about? Why in the world is the geder of geula kriya shema, specifically the kriya shema that has the kiyam mitzvahs kriya shema? What's the relevance of being mekayim the mitzvah of kriya shema on geula? So I think the answer is as follows. What, according to most mepharshim, what is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema all about? It's a kiyum of Kabbalos Ol Malchus Shemayim. I think the idea is that the only time you have geula is when the geula is in the context of a kiyum of Kabbalos Ol Malchus Shemayim. Why? Because geula is not just about referencing the historical events of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's about recognizing that that commemoration then affects our relationship with Hashem. Right? It's the fact that, once Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, so now we believe in Him, now we know that He is involved in our lives, now we have to fulfill the mitzvahs, now we have to have emunah. So the part is, the geula, which is necessary for smichas geula letzilah, is not just a standalone geula. Just having the bracha of Gal Yisrael, which references the historical events, that doesn't suffice. You need the geula, which is specifically integrated within the kiyam mitzvahs kriyat shema, because only when it's integrated within the mitzvah, within the kiyam mitzvahs kriyat shema, does the geula take on the broader themes of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. To tell us that the geula is not just historical reference, but that geula is about then taking it to the next level, leading to our emunah b'Hashem, and therefore our avodah. So I think this works out beautifully, right, if you adopt the geula approach, right, to smichas geula tefillah. If you think that smichas geula tefillah is all about geula, and remember, what was the idea of Rabbeinu Yonah? The whole idea of the geula approach on smichas geula tefillah is that it's not about a standalone geula, it's about following up the geula with emunah, with avoda. So what this is saying is that just like you need to follow up the geula with tefillah to show that the geula leads to avoda, leads to emunah, similarly, you need to enhance that geula within the by having it in the context of a kiyam mitzvahs kriyat shema and the kiyam of Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim, which does the same thing, that shows that the geula is not just a standalone geula, it's a geula which is part of Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim. It's about referencing Yetzias Mitzrayim as a way to remind us that that must lead to us accepting Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim. The only problem with saying that is that it can't be limited to the geula, being a din of geula. Why? Because of Rashi. Rashi, on Daf Beis, we just medayik, says you need the kiyam of mitzvahs kriya shema. But Rashi and Daf Dalet seems to accept the Yerushalmi that smichas geula tefillah is a din in tefillah. So you have to say that even within the din in tefillah approach, even within the approach that the smichas geula tefillah is about all about the geula introducing the tefillah, and again, if it pashas, you would say, since the focus is all on the tefillah, any geula should suffice. But again, it could be, what's emerging from Pshitas Rashi, is that even the geula as a hakdama to tefillah, what's the idea of a geula as a hakdama? It's about realizing, taking the geula and remembering, yes, just like Yetzias Mitzrayim, just like Hashem saved us in Mitzrayim, so too, He can now answer all our tefillos, so perhaps you also need the geula to be within the context of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim, for the Gula, to take on that broader perspective, to remind us that it's not just a historical reference, but it's a Gula as part of the Kiyum, a mitzvah of Kabbalah Olmachos Shemayim. It's all about that Gula as reminding us that Hashem is involved in our lives. And now that you have that, now it's the proper Hakdama to Tzvilah, to remind us, just like Hashem is involved in our lives through Yetzias Mitzrayim, now it's a perfect place to now ask for all our bakashas.